Recording in progress.
Okay. Okay, let's continue upon the Yon Macrius Big Simmon. So try to take it slow, but at the same time at good speed. Want to try to get everything and understand it first and foremost. So we concluded Shiru yesterday from the Zichron Bitzalo, who pointed out that the lashon of the Mechaber was that you require kriya me'umud, but he has a line there, the mesim shiru'i li'sa'abal aleihem. So if you took that seriously, you get the impression that other kriyas, like if you were in the same room as the person who died, you're not related to, but you still require kriya or adam kosher. I don't know if we're going to get to those today, where there's no chiyuv avelus, maybe if you were very rigid with the reading of the Mechaber, maybe you don't need a mida for those kriyas. So that's the way we concluded yesterday. So he backs out of that, the Zichron Bitzalo, and he says, no way. He says, anytime there's a chiyuv kriya, you're definitely going to need me'umud. Maybe something you're just doing out's kavod, maybe you don't need a me'umud. And Lamaisa, then he backs out of that, and he says that anything that you're engaging in, a kriya, even l'shem kavod, is going to require all the conditions of kriya. Otherwise, you're over what? Ba'al what? Ba'al tashtus. Remember, we said the stakes are always very high when it comes to doing a kriya if you're not mechuyev. So therefore, at the end of the day, he says, no doubt you're going to need kriya. Kriya on people that you're mechuyev to misabu oban. People, you're mechuyev and kriya, even though they're not, you're not mechuyev zavon, you're in the same room. And then kriyas you're doing out the same out's kavod, you better believe you better get all the conditions of kriya in, otherwise you'll be over baal tashas. Then he points out, you know, the dinim of sefer Torah, God forbid, or he's singing the mikdash, Yushalayim. Do those require mu'umud? Yes. The Rambam writes, Beferishel chos dinis pirakei aloch yitzayin. Legabi the mikdash Yushalayim required mu'umud, and it's quoted in Mechaber Norachaim Simin Tuf Kuf Samach Aleph Siv Dalet. And also, if you hear someone blaspheming Hashem's name, God forbid, the Meiri says in Sanhedrin, the Meiri says on that Mishnah Sanhedrin Vomaf, you definitely need Amida. So at the end of the day, we require Amida, and Amida is Ma'akev. So that was the first Nakuda I wanted to start Shir with. So please, let's get that. Even though we noted that the Mechaber had that lush. Okay. There are times, sometimes, where you have to say lav davka. That this is a very good example of that. Halach lamaisa. Okay. Second har I want to mention and get right into is the Gemara on Chafim and Beis presented this concept of avelis on krove krovin. And the Gemara had a case in the middle of Yaman and Chafim and Beis where someone's father-in-law or mother-in-law died and your wife's an avelis and you want to also be an avelis. And Tyson Dirmaska Ba'apa Noe Gavelis writes Beferish. Jared, are you with us? Ba'apa Noe Gavelis Lamaisa. Ba'apa, what? Ba'apa Noe Gavelis. Tyson writes that the husband is engaging in all the avelis. Nilas Asanda, Rechitz of Sika, and it has to be in front of her. And then Tysus backs out at the end and says, at least it has to be in the house. Maybe not literally that she sees everything that you do, but at least you're in the same house. So that's the first Tysus I wanted you to see. Then Tysus on the bottom of the Yomid points out the story with Amemar, that Amemar tore Kriya three times. And Tysus says, Tysus has two pshatim. The first time he tore the Kriya because he heard about his grandson dying, but his son wasn't there. Then his son comes in and tears Kriya another time. Lamaisa, he tears Kriya another time. And then he tears Kriya even a third time, the Gemara says. He tore Kriya even a third time. Okay, Lamaisa, because he remembered that he had torn it while sitting, and he had to do it a third time. So that's the first day in Tisus. And that goes well with the previous tesis that always has to be in front of the person, right? Since the first kriya wasn't in front of the person, he did it a second time. Then tesis, if you noticed, had a second day of Rabbi Lazar that said not that way. What do I mean it said not that way? That he tore Kriya. Who tore the Kriya? His son tore the Kriya in front of him. The first Kriya he did, a Mamer, but he did it while he was sitting. And the second Kriya he did, the son did, to tell him that, Abba, you did it while you were sitting. And that got him to jog his memory and say he's got to do it again a second time, Lamaisa, in order to do it in a manner of Amida. So according to the second day in Tisus, a Mamer didn't tear Kriya three times. He only tore it twice. But what you see from here is the second day in Tisus is that the Kriya was done shalom b'funav. And that's a machlaikas. I want you to get it down. The Tisus, the first Tisus v'apa, and this first day in this Tisus holds, you require what? You require a krovim that the Kriya has to be done in front of them. If you're going to do Kriya on Shneem, you need to do it in front of them. The Rambam writes it b'feirish in Perek Bey, Zokos Oval. Allah Adalim. He says, "Harishameis ben Beno, Achay Beno, Beno Chay Likro Bifnei Beno, Ligno the Velus Befonav Ashalos. Lo Befonav Eino Chay." Kim Shakrom. Ram writes it Beferish. So what emerges really a Machlekes between the Rambam and the Torah's Adam and Omanun Hey, I gave you as well, that your Chay Likro Dafke Bifnei Krovo. Whereas Tosus has in this second day that there could be Kriya also Shalom Befonav. There could be Kriya also Shalom Befonav. So what emerges is a Machlaikis Lamaisa, whether the Kriya that you do is Befonav or Shalom Befonav Lamaisa on this din. So what's the story, Halach Lamaisa? What do we hold upon this Halach Lamaisa? So the Beis Yosef here, and this is Sif Dalin and Shin Mem, they quote Lamaisa, the Rosh and the Tur, say that you have to do Kriya B'Shas Chimum. When you hear about it, even if it's Shalom B'fnei Krovo, the Avelis you know it rak B'fonov. But the Kriya, you could do Shalom B'fonov. So that's what we're saying is backed up by that second day in Tisus that we're pointing out. However, the Bach, Lamaisa, according to the Ravid, the way the Bach understands the Ravid, only when you know that you're in front of the Krovo do you do Kriya Pamayim. Number one, B'shas Chimum, and number two, when the guy comes in front of you. So according to the Ravid, the Bach Pshat, the Ravid, you're doing Kriya twice. Whereas according to the Rambam, and the Ritzkeis and the Ramban, your Koreya Mispava Lifnei Krovav. And only Lifnei Krovav. And a Memar was Kara Shuv Lifnei Pino. He made a mistake when he what did the Kriya Levad. That was a mistake, according to the Rambam, the Ritzkeis and the Ramban. And then the last two Shitas I want you to get on this is the Rif and the Gos Mamonos. The Rif claims that this whole concept is only on a father-in-law and a mother-in-law, not on other Krovim, and a Mamer was Machmer al Atzmo. A Mamer was totally Machmer al Atzmo. The whole institution is only on a father-in-law and a mother-in-law, and the Gos Mamonos, B'Shem the Maharam, the fifth sheet that we're saying, bless you, is that nowadays we are not knowing this to be Korea Misabel al Krove Krovav, because they were Misakin this B'Shem Kovet Misablim. And the Avelim Hayom are Mochlim Nakach. Okay, so how do we Paskin? Those are the five sheets I want you to see in Rishonim. The Mechaber Paskin is like the Rambam. Let's read the Lashon. Keshem Shikorea Al Krovo Misabolov Kakorea Bifnei Krovo Shal Almei Shemes Lekrova. Ketzad Har Shemes Ben Beno O Achi Beno Imeno Chayav Lekro Bifnei Beno Chen Korea Al Chamev Chamoso Avalo Ashar Krova Ishto. The Shach says in Sifkot and Zion, Va'isha Koras al Chameh v'chamosa. So we have a situation where, according to the Rambam, Lamaisa, we do Kriya Lefanov, and there is such a notion. And he seems to take it seriously. However, the Ramah writes, not that way, Einogin Akshav Kain, Vosifa Ramah, the Ramah adds on, and Shinai and Dal Zivov, Akol Amach Ribbeze, Einu Elamina Matmin. The Ramah is really against it. If you do this, it's a wrong thing, and you're from the astonished people. And Rabbi Ovadia writes in the Chazon Ovadia that any time in-laws die, maybe there's a chiyuv mikra din, but we don't do it nowadays. So too by Avelis, They used to do Shiva, but we don't do it nowadays because it's covered in Sabla and everyone is Michael. It's interesting. I want you to put in your notes that the Mechaber didn't say that. The Ramah, the one, is the one who says it. And that's the minhag even for Sfardim that we don't do it. They follow the Ramah as well. So please get that this thin. And it's an interesting machlokes whether the kriya is done shalom b'fnei the krovov or not. Machlokes Rambam and Tosfos on one hand against that second day and Tos on the other. Halacha lemaase. And then these five shitas in the Rishonim. Okay? So that's regarding this mahalach I wanted to mention. One sec, Jake. Let me just get to the other Tosfos I wanted you to see as well, and then we'll get to you, Jacob, and then we gotta go weiter. And that is that we learned yesterday the institution of Kriya was from Bnei Aaron, and the institution of Amidah was learned from Eiv and David. I wanted you to see this Taisus, it's a hard Taisus, and the last Taisus on Chavavim at Aleph, which is talking about Lamaisa, really a different topic regarding Kriya, but I wanted to point out Ha'ara from the Taisus, and the Gemara there was looking for the marker for Ari Yehuda that are in ruins. You have to tear Kriya, and the Gemara has this pasuk in Yirmiyahu V'Yavo on Hashem Mishchem Mishilo Mishomron Shmoni Ish Mugul Chesakein Ukruy VeGadim Miskaidedim UMincha V'Lovayna B'Yonam Ali Beis Hashem. So doesn't mean they rent their garments upon seeing Shchem and Shilo and Shomron. Those are parts of Northern Kingdom of Yisrael, not Ari Yehuda. Means they came from those areas and they rent garments upon arriving in Mitzvah, one city, which was one of the destroyed cities. So we see from here, Lamaisa, we see from here that you have to tear Kriya for Ari Yehuda there on ruins. So the Taisus here is a hard Taisus. Everyone was asking about it. I wanted to just say over the Taisus and point out the Hara that I had for this Taisus. You should get it down as well. Taisus points out from the beginning, don't ask me, Akasha, that you need three cities. So Yehuda pointed out earlier in Seder, he says, why would you point that out? Because those three cities anyway were in what? The Northern Kingdom, were Yehuda anyway. But they were part of the Pasuk. So maybe you would have thought, maybe like three is a Rabin. So you need a lot, you need to see three cities that are a terrible ruin to say, oh, you have to tear Kriya. Taisus says that's ridiculous. One city is enough. That's what they saw in Mitzvah. Yeah, that's another example. But Rabbim in general, he ushers three. Correct. But here we say one city is enough. They says, don't ask me, Akasha. Having being in Tsar for seeing one city is enough, you don't need to have three. Then Tay says, of Aksas Kasha, why don't you say Milsi, you say Rasa Avoy. And everyone was bothered by Rafi, and Zach were bothered by, and Zach also yesterday. You know, the guys in that pusk, they shave their beards, and they also cut themselves. So those are extra things. So if they're extra things, maybe the Kriya was extra. That's Tosis Kasha. So that's what everyone was asking. So I don't think, Lamaisa, was, you know, what the pagans do. They cut their skins for death, for dead people. Lo Tiskodu Al-Mesi, right? The Lo Tiskodu Al-Pasuk Chumash is when they lost a loved one. That was an issue of the eyes. I think it means whatever, kind of like bloodletting, to show that the Radak in that pasuk I looked up says that they were Misaba Lamaisa. As I pointed out to a few guys, the Gemara Baba Kama and Sadi Alpha and Beis has a machlokes tanoi, whether you're allowed to, it says, Ein Adam Rishai Lechabal Satzmo. He commanded him Adam Rishai Lechabal Satzmo. Get that down. Sadi Alpha and Beis Baba Kama. It's a machlokes tanoi. Can you injure yourself? And the machlokes Ramim the Adramah. Ram says, of course you can't. The Adramah says, you can. Believe it or not, the Ramah says you can't. But we're talking about it. They were just upset. It's just like a little bit of cuts. You know, we're talking, God forbid, people, you know, young kids that cut themselves, a very serious thing. Come on, Islam. It could be, that's a bad sign. I don't think they were talking about that. They were just distraught. It was a little bit of cutting. So, but they did those extra things. If they did those extra things, maybe the Kriya was extra. That's Tais Kasha. So Tais says, no, just because it was one Maisa, don't tell me that. Don't tell me one Maisa, Lamai, you know, don't tell me one Maisa, they did extra things, so everything was extra. And that we should learn out Kriya. We learn out Kriya, no doubt, that Kriya has to be done, even though they did some extra things. The Gemara earlier on Chafal from the base, that they did extra things. Remember he took his hair off, his head? Eiv did that, Lamaisa. So you see that what? Sometimes Sometimes that what when you say Milsi Yisrael, you updo the whole thing. Taisus no, Chas V'Shalom. The Gemara never meant to updo the whole thing there. You didn't read the Gemara right, says Taisus. The Gemara just went to say they were updoing the extra things of standing, but they never meant to updo the whole thing of doing Kriya, right? So that's the way Taisus. Well, I just want to point out from there, this is how I wanted you to see, is that if I ask you, what's the Makor here? You get the impression from Taisus that he's saying the Makor of Kriya was from what? Was from Eiv as well. No? Not just from B'nai Aaron. Taisus is saying we learn from there, Lamaisa, that we don't do, the Gemara was just asking, don't learn he, to gamart the shaper Kriya, that we have to do Kriya from Eiv. Nikom gom ultimat B'nai Mumut. We don't learn on Mumut. But the institution of Kriya, we do learn out. What do you mean? We learn out from B'nai Aaron. So that was my horror. I want you to get down. That Taisus, last Taisus, Chavava went out, seems to add on a mucker as well, Lamaisa, for Kriya, that it was from Eiv.
How could you hang on a mucker? I don't understand that.
Yeah, I'm bothered by it, Lamaisa. I'm bothered by it, but that's what the shot in this Taisa seems to say, Lamaisa. Unless you just say he's saying, don't learn out the extras, Lamaisa. Don't learn out the extras. What he did was learned out from B'nai Aaron, what he did. Now, what I'm learning is a legitimate mucker. I just wanted you to note this Taisa, okay?
We have to follow that format, though. We're saying that over here we can say things because we know Kriya is already a din. So same thing over there. We know Kriya is already a din from Elazar and Isamar, and therefore over there we're talking.
Right. So that leads me to the next Nakuda. What I want to bring out is that why can't you say Milsi, you say Rasa on the notion of Kriya? Because if you don't do Kriya right, and you're doing Kriya when you don't have to, what is the Isser? Baal Tashkis. Whether you always the Raisa, the Rabbanah, Machlis, Ram, the Rush, we mentioned that this year, but the bottom line is that Milsi Yisei Rasa doesn't lend itself to the notion of doing Kriya. And that's the Svara that Taisa is saying. But what I'm saying at the end of the day, he's saying that the institution of Kriya also we're learning from Eve, which in reality we learned yesterday from B'nai Aaron, really. You know what I mean? So that's also a peculiarity.
One's a Eve, one's an explicit case.
Okay, I'm saying, but you don't need it, Zach. That's what I'm just a bit bothered by. You don't need it. We have a mucker of favors, but they are. Okay. One's in Navi, one's in Chumash. Yes, Rafi. It's only fair Jacob was patient. Then Rafi. I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead, Rafi. Go ahead, real quick.
We said in that second day in Tosos that we're learning how that it doesn't need to be with fun of.
Yes.
How could we learn that? Wasn't the son trying to remind the Maimar that he did it sitting, which is mashma, that he saw him rip. He saw his father.
Maybe someone told him. Maybe someone told him, Jacob. It's a good horror what you're saying, but it's not right in the action. So maybe someone told him, okay? Maybe someone told the Zaidi did it sitting, you know? Okay, good. Very, yeah, go ahead, Rafi.
About the previous thing we were talking about, the Ramah in the Haggadah Maimonides says that
yes.
Say that we are no longer...
we don't do this.
We're no longer Miss Abel. On the Krovim of someone we're misabel on.
Or and Kriya.
Because they're Moch.
The Moch, right? Correct.
Because they're Moch. Okay, what about a circumstance where, let's say, one's wife was an only child with no other relatives, and then the in-law passed away. Can we still say that the wife is Moch?
We assume it's an implicit Mechiva.
Well, also not the
yes.
Fun of.
Yes, okay. Unless a person said explicitly, I want you to do it with me. Very good aura. And not only that, the Ramah goes out and he says, Mina Ma'min. I want you to put that together. Shin Mem and Shin Ayin Hei. Those two Ramahs. The Ramah goes out and he says, doesn't think it's proper. It's like it's astonishing if you do such a thing. Okay? All right. Yes, Zach.
From that second day, it told us also, are we saying that Amemur's son, it wasn't over Baal Tashkis because he was trying to teach his father, covet. But if he ripped already, why is he able to rip again? To show his father? I mean, shouldn't that be Baal Tashkis?
According to the second thing in Titus,
yeah,
he made a mistake.
But the son is ripping to show yes. His father to rip again. So
maybe this was the first time the son was ripping.
Then why would it be to show his father? I mean, why would he?
No, maybe he used this Kriya to do it in front of his father to show that his son died, and this is the way you do it, you know? You do it standing.
He held until now to rip?
Maybe it happened just, we don't know. It happened maybe to Bishan. There was no Kriya yet, like we said. Yesterday, told the Kriya you can do it. He used that his Kriya to teach him as well. Okay, that's where we'll touch it up. Okay, very good guys. Let's go weiter now. Let's get everything. Try to get everything clear, and we'll go slow with it. But at the same time, it's good speed because there's a lot we got to try to do. So let's try to put together, focus on the kriyas first, and then if we have time, if we don't have time today, we'll see. We'll go to the tomorrow. We'll see. We'll mice. So I want to try to devote the whole week to kriya, and we'll see. If we have to do extra, we'll do the extra. Okay, but let's see. The Gemara says in Moikon Chavbeis or Chavbeis, yes. Gemara says Beferish. I'm sorry. On Chavavim at Aleph. Okay, Chavavim Beis rather. Okay. The Gemara says the following. Where do you do the actual kriya from? Let's see the lashon of the Gemara. Lashon of the Gemara is, it says the following. It's about the fourth wide line. Okay, get to familiar with the Gemara. We have to know it. Lamaisa Klorkite. So the Gemara says on Chavavim Beis, says as follows. It says, it's towards the end of the Braisa. Says Akorea Milmato Minatstadim Lo Yatsa. One who tears his garment on the bottom or the sides has not discharged his obligation. Means what it means, guys. It means the bottom, or it means the sides. If you do kriya on that, you are not yotze. Plain and simple. I, the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol, Elisha, Kohen Gadol, Purim Milmata. The Kohen Gadol Taka does kriya on the bottom. Why? Why? I understand. I thought the Kohen Gadol doesn't do kriya, right? The Torah asked it. Perikha Fowl's Pusik Yud. So that's exactly the point here, says the Rashi Niksav Yad. He tears the bottom of his garment to express his sorrow while technically adhering to the Yisra what that he can't do kriya. As that bears it out, he did something symbolic, Lamaisa. Now you might say, is he over Baltashis? No, because he's trying to show covet. He's trying to show covet. He's trying to show that he's not, you know, ignoring it. So it's, you know, Baltashis for a waste. Complete waste. What's the Gemara saying Shabbos with Taf? What is it, Kuchov Tesum Beis? There was an Amora that needed firewood. And he had no firewood, but he had a wooden stool. And he mucker for karate and shots. And he chopped the whole thing, right? Frekta Gemara, what are you doing? It's Baltashis. Lugufoy Adif. He needed it. He needed the firewood. It's not Baltashis. Baltashis is in a vacuum where it's a waste. He needed it. It wasn't a Baltashis. You destroyed the stool. No, he didn't. He needed the firewood. Okay. So the Kohen Gadol was not over Baltashis. Oh, so you see Beferish in this Gemara. That if you tear the kriya on the side, as Yehuda and Ariel was asking, in the bottom, you're definitely not yaitse halacha l'maisa. So let's see what the shitas are on that halacha l'maisa. So here are the Beis Yosef quotes. Let's get it from the Rambam and the Ramban that the makom kriya is dafka the makom beis savar, has to be l'maisa on the top, the neck. From the top, and they are interpret the Gemara very literally like that. And Lamaisa, Ikarem, Lamatim, and Stun Lo Yatsim. But I want to point out that there's a Bryce in Mesechus Smachus. We haven't quoted Smachus in a while. Per Tes Alach Yiches, I quote Smachus, Tanoim. Vakarem, Lamatim, and Stun Lo Yatsim, which is only appears in the Bavli, but there's another Tana, Reb Yehuda Omer Yatsim. Zach, you with me, Reb Yehuda Omer Yatsim? There's a Tana that's quoted in the Bryce in Mesechus Smachus, it's not quoted in the Bavli. We'll see why I bring that up. Number one, you have to know, you should know it. It's a brisa. But number two, it have a bearing on halacha l'maisa. Because the Beis Yosef quotes that goes a smack, and the aguda, and the Mordechai that said, l'chachila, you should go like the chachamim, and tear b'makom beit savar, kedasa chachamim. But he brings up the following that goes smack, and it's a sadi sign. By shar mason, which are not your krovim, I don't know, maybe a rebbe or a, whatever it might be, Shar Mesim and Shar Nakrov Nogul Likrov Milamata. V'yitachin Shesamcho Aldas Rabbi Yehuda. Where's Rabbi Yehuda? Was in Smachos. Really, we passing like the Rabbana. But we'll hold like Rabbi Yehuda on Shar Mesim. Comes up Ladina. Because the Machaber passing straight up like the Rambam. Kol Makom Bebeit Savar Lefanov. It's always Lefanov. Avah Kor La'achor if you tear the Kriya on the back of your shirt. Oh, B'shule Abeg. What's Shule? Bottom, excellent. Ominat studim or the side, lo yotza. And Rabbi Avadia writes in the Chazon Avadia, you're not yotza chovas kriya if you tear beged and the bottom of the beged. Obe sharval. I'm not sure what sharval means. But the Rama writes al pida gosa smak. He quotes him. V'yesh omrim, please get it. She yotzim kore b'shuli abegin. There are those who say that you are yotze b'shuli abegin. Chay noagu lahakal likro b'shuli abegin kishikorn al shar mason. Sheinim is ablam alem on shar mason, which you have no chiyuv avelus. Doing it on the bottom is good, and the shach says in Sifkan Dala, that's only when you're omer b'shas to see the shama. Okay, but the Rama didn't say that. Aval amesim shem krovav, but amesim which are a krov, which you have to do avelus certainly krov be savar chen noagu. So I just thought it was interesting, Lamaisa. I just thought it was interesting that when he says v'yesh omrim in the Rama, who's he referring to? Are there any rishonim that say you can turn kriya on shuli abegid? I don't think so, but there is a Tana. So I thought that was interesting. Rabbi Yehuda said yes. So the only thing I could think of in reading the Ramon, it says, Yeshon im korea b'shuli abegid yotze, that was only Rabbi Yehuda. The Rishon, that goes a smack and the Aguda, that, and the Mordechai and Kobo, they held like that. They said that only for what? For Shar Mason. They only said that for Shar Mason. But it's interesting the way he presents it, al pidin. And Yehuda and Ariel asked me, they said, Rebbe, what about doing a kriya which is rochav abegid, horizontal? That is not good. That Rebbe Avadia writes, but it's the Pesachei Tshuva here in Sifkot and Beis. He quotes the Chochmas Adam, Hashem the Rabbaz, that if you do a kriya that is horizontal, rochav abegid, you're not yotze. Because people don't know you're turning kriya. They just tear it on its own. You do a horizontal tear, it doesn't look like you tore kriya. We'll get to that maybe if we have time today about a parent to start it at least. But that's Lamaisa Siv Beis. Let's get it. I wanted you to see that Halacha Lamaisa. Okay? But I want you to note that in your notes about the Yesh Omrim. That Yesh Omrim seems to be rebuted, which doesn't appear in the Shas. It's only in the price of the Zechus Malchus. So I was bothered by why the Ravina Rashi wrote the Gemara, why did they quote rebuted? Okay. Yes, Sasha, real quick, go ahead. Yeah, so I'll say, we don't do horizontal. I'll just say when you do for a parent, a lot of times it's very hard to start the kriya because a parent you need to do with your hands. Shar krov you do with a kli. I think there are 12 differences if we come up with it by the end of the week between Aviv V'Imo and Shar krov. It's a great kasha for a bechina. Give the 12 differences for a kriya of Aviv V'Imo as opposed to Shar krov. But you need to use your hands. So a lot of times, you start with the scissors for the parents, a little horizontal, but you always got to do tear vertical down, okay? But to do the whole thing horizontal, that's not good, okay? Please get that pischichu with Sifkot and Bezer. Okay, let's go to Siv Gimel now, guys. Okay, let's go to Siv Gimel. Okay, here we go. In Siv Gimel, it says, Beferish, based on the Gemara of Bezer and Bezer, let's get it. Amar of the Abahu. My krov, a yechazik dove, the begot of ikarein. Vein achiza pochos mitafach. That's on what daf? Chav beis and beis. You got it? Let's get all the daf. Four blot later, on chav vav and beis, it says the following. Ton Rabbanon, he quotes from Achleik's team, rebuted in the Rabbanon. Let's get it. Yeah? Ton Rabbanon says, beferish to Achleik's team, rebuted in the Rabbanon. The Gemara says the following: Chilas kriya tefach. What's a tefach? A fist, right? 3.5 tefachim usually. I'm sorry. A tefach is a fist, okay? Which is usually about, that's what a tefach is. 3.5 inches, no? Usually. Okay. Tosefis, what's Tosefis? If you add on, shalosh etzbalos, 3 finger brains. So normally, a tefach is 4, and less than that is the next shear, which is what? Shalosh etzbos. Divrei Meir. Rebunim are tchilas kriyas shalosh etzbos, v'tosef is kolshu. Amar ula, halach kere meir b'kriya, v'halach kere b'yuda b'tosef is. Tanana mehach kere b'yosi, amar tchilas kriyas tefach, v'tosef is kolshu. Right? So, l'maisa, this ula's psak follows Reb Yosi vis-a-vis Reb Meir vis-a-vis Reb Yuda. So in other words, Ula says, I paskin a mixture of both. And the Brisa says, well, it's a third Tana Reb Yehuda, which is the one we paskin like, halacha l'maisa. because he sides with each of the both Tanoim and Lamaisa. So basically, Taisa says in Dibur Maskal Tanya Nami that it forms like Yachid V'Rabim Halacha K'Rabim. Okay? Why don't you say what? Halacha Dibur Mekob Avo? Avelus L'Chud, Kriya L'Chud, which we'll get back to. Okay? But that's what Taisa says here beautifully in Tanya Nami Hachi. Oh, so how do we paskin? Let's get it down. It says in Shulchan Aruch, the Shir Kriya is a Tefach, Beferish, like Reb Meir Bekriya, Im Kar Al Meis, Ubal Lahosu Bosa Kriya Al Meis Acher, Im Acher Shiva, which is already out of that window, Sagi Bekolshu, that's like Reb Yudin, by Tosefis, Imu Betoch Shiva, Sarach Tefach, that's like Reb Yudin as well. Bal Aviv Imo, Afilu Acher Shiva, you always need a big shear, Korea Achi Agala Eslipo. This, I want you to get down, emerges the first difference that we're making between Lamaisa, a parent, Lamaisa. A parent requires Achi Megala Libo. Okay? A parent requires Achi Megala Libo, Alpi Din. Okay? Requires Alpi Libo because your heart is very upset because of the parent. And therefore, there is a halacha that you have to what? There is a halacha that you have to Megala Leib, whereas the other krov is just a tefach. So please get that. And there's a requirement Achi Megala Leib. Based on this, and that lechur is ma'akev. Okay, please get it. The shir is ma'akev l'maisa. You need Achi Megala Leib when it comes to a parent. But there's another nafkamina that comes out from here, and I want you to get it, but it's not li'ikuva. Okay, and that is the following. That is that by a parent, the minig is to do the left side. This is quoted by the Taz and Sifkot and Vav, and the Shach and Sifkot and Nites, the name of the Marashal. The minig is on a father and mother, we do the left side. On Shar Krovin, we do the right side. And the Bach is Masbir, when you're Korel Avivim, you need a Megalis Libo, and the heart is on the left side, so it makes sense. But this is not Likuva. Please get it down. That's what the Yalkut Yosef and the Gesher Chaim, they all write, but even if you flip them, you're definitely Yotze. And the Berke Yosef writes, and the Chuz Knonos, he says all the time, if you did Kriya B'Tzad Yomim, you Yotze, as long as the Kriya is Mufanov, then that's fine. Okay, but that's a second Nafkamina, but that one is not Ma'akev. The Shir is Ma'akev. The Shir definitely is Ma'akev. Okay, the Shir is definitely Ma'akev. But Lamaisa, the side Lamaisa is not considered to be Ma'akev at all. Okay? So please let's get that down. Okay, so what emerges so far is two differences, chilukim between Aviv Imo and Shar Krovin, Halacha Lamaisa. And the Bach points out this is all mitzad minig. Really it doesn't make a difference. For usually the same side you do Kar Aviv Imo, you could do Shar Krovin as well. Like I said, it's not Ma'akev at all, Halacha Lamaisa. Okay, let's move now to another din. Okay, let's move to another din, and that is the halacha here that is mentioned in Sif Yud Gimel. Again, that din about right and left is mentioned. We're going to get to that, but let's look in Sif Yud Gimel. In Sif Yud Gimel, it's based on the Gemara Moed Kadchav Bezim and Beis. Amar Reb Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Reb Yechanan. Al kol amesi kulon mi bifnim, al avim al kore mi bechutz. Now, what does this mean? So it means there are three shitas in the Rishonim on this. Okay, please get it. The parish on the Shas, the parish there, says mi bifnim means bechutzer, mi bechutz means in front of the nation, in front of people. So that's parish there. Ritz Geis says mi bifnim means you stick your hand inside your shirt and you rip. Mibachutz means you rip the outer shirt. That's the Ritz Geis' definition of Bifnim Mibachutz. And then lastly is the Rambam. Rambam has both. Perachas and Lachabes. Yikor Bifnim Shlo Bifnei Adam. Lefikach Yeshlo Lachnis Yadam Bifnim Vekorea Bitzinim. And the Beis Yosef says, as I said, the Rambam passes like both. So how do we paskin? The Mechaber says in Sif Yud Gimel, Beferish like who? Beferish like the Rambam. I'll call him Asim. Yeshlo likro bifnim. Shalom bifnei adam. Fikak yeshlo lahachnis yada bifnim. Vekorea bitzina. Aval aviv imo. Ena korea elmi b'chutz. Bifnei kol adam. Okay? So you do lomaisa. You do lomaisa in front of him. And you do the outer one. And that's what Bavadia says as well. The Chazon Avadia. Even if you want to do Shar Korban for Esther, you can. It's not an Isser. But you must do that for the parents. Halacha lamaisa. You don't want to hide it. If you're by yourself, lamaisa, if you're by yourself, it's interesting. What you do by yourself, you heard about your parents. So the Shulchan Aruch HaMakutzer says if you lamaisa, you were told on the Misa Lefnos Boker, he says you should tear Kriya Miyah because it's Shas Chimu. That's what he says. But lamaisa, this is the definition I want you to get. Lamaisa, there's a third chiluk that emerges between parents and Shar Korban that we had today. Number one, the shir, tefachat shikah libo. Number two, the lacha right and left side. And number three, doing it, the outer one, and bifnei b'nei adam for parents as opposed to Shar Korban. Number four, let's go to Sifyut Beis.
Who says inside the shirt?
What'd you say?
Second sheet, who says inside
the shirt? That's the Ritz Gaius, the Torah quotes. Yes. Okay, let's go to the fourth chiluk now. Sif Yud Beis. Okay? That's based on the Gemara on Chav Beis and Beis. Let's get it, guys. On Chav Beis and Beis, the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara has this concept of Kama Sofen. Okay? Towards the bottom of that Brisa, the Gemara says, Akol Mesim Kulun. Ratza mavdo kame safa shalo, ratza ino mavdo. Al avivimo mavdil, Reb Yudah Omer, kol kriyashin mavdo kame safa shalo, ino ela kereshal tiflis. Amr Reb Abo, by time Reb Yudah, chsiv yachazek bevarav yekarim l'shnaim kroim, mashashim yekarim ino deshin l'shnaim, ela shanir ni kroim kishnaim. So let's get what this means. So, the tear that begins from the neck slit, right? It begins from the neck slit, which is usually finished with a border, so it doesn't tear easily, right? It's a less obvious sign of mourning, because you view it as like an extension of the neck slit itself. So nevertheless, if you tear the neck slit, the length of a tefach, it's good enough for the other relatives, but for a mother and father, it's got to be distinct and separate. This is all the lumdus of the parish right here, okay? It's all the lumdus of the parish right here. So the parisher says that Kamesov is beyond the border. The neck itself, next slit itself is called Sofen. So I don't care by Shar Korban, it doesn't look like a what? A real Kriya. But by a father and mother, it's got to be distinct. Okay? This is smack against Rashi and the Ksav Yad and Rashi the Hurrius. They say Lamaisa, completely different shot, that Kamesov is the border that reinforces the neck opening. So, if according to that shot, the Bryce is saying that for deceased, for Shar Korban, the mourner does not have to begin the tear from the edge of the column. It's pum fakir. But he can poke a hole in the garment below the column, rip down from there. But for parents, you must begin the tear at the edge of the column. It's pum fakir. And how do you do based on that, Reb Yehuda? So plug it in. Reb Yehuda holds even for relatives other than one's parents, according to the parish, Lamaisa, right? According to the parish, Lamaisa, the rent appears to be no more than an extension of the next slit, right? He holds any kera that's not in Mav that comes up is not good. So he says, all Krovin, even Shar Krovin, you must do it distinct. And according to, that's what Buddha says according to the parish. And according to the Ksav Yad, it comes out pum fakir. That according to the Ksav Yad, the rent must always begin at the edge of the cowl for everyone, not just the parents for Shar Korban. You plug it in accordingly. So I want you to get that down. There's a big difference between the parish and the Ksav Yad. So if you look in the Beis Yosef, Beis Yosef has other sheets we've shown. We're pitting it as to the parish against the Rashi and the Ksav Yad. So if you look there, the Beis Yosef quotes in Darkei Moshe Sif Vav. The Ram and the Mukhi Yosef say for parents, you do it from Lamaisa, the Sfas HaBeged. You do it from the what? You do it from the Sfas HaBeged, from the actual collar, like we said, which was Rashi, the manuscript. Xaviat. Shar Krovin, you can do it as being distinct. That's like the Tanakhama, if you have that shot in the Gemara. Whereas the Mordechai and the Marivayel say, every Kriya, every Oval needs a Kriya from the actual collar itself, like Reb Yehuda. But what I want to bring out is that we're ignoring the Perish on the Shas. The Perish and the Shas, we're ignoring La Halacha, and the Mechaber Paskins like the Rama, Makola Mason. If you want to leave Svasabeg, you want to be distinct, that's fine. Of Avivimo, it must be from the what? From the top. And the Rama argues on the Mechaber, and he says, Afshar Mason, you need to do from the collar, and you try to do it from the top, the Chenogin. Try to do it from the collar to the best of one's ability, and that's the psak that comes out, Lamaisa, according to that din. Okay? According to that halacha, and that's the din, Lamaisa, we assume. Okay? That's the din that we assume. So we have now four differences, Lamaisa, that have come up. Four differences that have come up, Lamaisa. We had the shir of Tefachat Shigal Libo. We had outside and in front of people, as opposed to inside and the lower begad. Number three, we had right and left. And number four, we have this notion of going from the collar or not. Halacha l'maisa, do you have the option or not? And that's, according to the Mechaber, you have the distinction. According to the Ramah, there is no distinction. But according to the Mechaber, at least, you have this distinction, halacha l'maisa. Okay? All right. Let's continue now, okay? Let's continue now with a fifth distinction, okay? Let's continue now with a fifth distinction. The Gemara says, on Chafamid base, let's hold cup with everything here. Kiyasa Ravina Rav Yechanan, Alkoa Mason, Rotsa Korea Biyad, Rotsa Korea Bikli, Al Avivimo Biyad. Straight up, by a parent, you must use your yad. Now, no one, unless you're the Hulk, can take a shirt with his hands and rip it, right? No one is the Hulk, right? But if you're anything short of the Hulk, you need to start at least with the scissors. That's why I say you cut a little bit, maybe a little bit horizontal, and then you rip down for the parent, okay? And that's what it says, Beferish in the Mechaber. I'll pee all the Rishon, there's no Machlekes on this. It says, Beferish, Al Kol Amesim, Ratza Korea Biyad, Ratza Korea Biklia Avimo, is biyad, okay? And the Aruch HaShulchan writes on this, and Sifyut Beis, please get it. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, he says, Beferish on this din, let's get it. He says, V'maschalos HaKriya Efshir biyad. He says, well, we just said, Korea Mat B'Sakin, V'moshech HaKriya Biyado Tefach, V'af Al, Af Agav De Biyado, Yiskalka Abegin, Yosem B'Sakin. Even though, L'maisa, it'll get what? Af Agav De Biyado, Yiskalka, when your hands will get ruined, more than a suck, it doesn't make a difference. That's the din. This is what you got to do. Halacha l'maisa. That's what you got to do. Halacha l'maisa. So you do it. Okay. Now let's get to the din of apikarsuso. Not apikaris, but apikarsuso. Okay, let's get to that din. Want to get to that. And then if we have time, we'll start talking about Kriyavish and other. Okay, but let's get to that din of Apikarsuso. Okay? It's interesting. This is in Sif Yud, guys. This is in Sif Yud. Okay? This is in Sif Yud. Okay. In Sif Tess, we covered, but that's the Gemara that says Beferish. And someone asked me, what's the Makar Achi Galileif? What do you mean? It's a Gemara. You gotta hold. You always gotta start with the Makaris. Says I call Mesim Kulun Korea Teva Avim Achi Galileif. Right? It's Beferish. You show me Moed Katan. Let's add this on. I call Mesim in a Megalus Libo Ela Avivimo Dibre Meir Reb Shmuel Reb Meir Avdum Arton Chum Ne Shabbat Lim Mina Mrs. Kavul. I want you to get that down. And when you show me says Beferish, black on white, that I Shigalileif is a function of Kibud Avim. Okay? It's a function of Kibud Avim. And in that Sif test, get down, this will be another Chiluk. I'll call him Esim Kula Fil Lovish Asara Chalukin. Even if you're wearing 10 shirts, and a Korea Alion, that's on Shar Mason. You got me, Zach? I'll Avivimo Korea Skula. That's in Sif test. That's on the Gemara there. So get that down about the shear, also about how many begotten he got to do. And it's beferish. Okay? Now, what happens by Sharmes if he only tore the beg at a tachton and not the elyon? What's the din? So the Pesachei Truman Sifkan Ches quotes 2 days. The Torah's Chesed says you're not Yotze. You have to tear Kriya again. And the Gidiz Rodim, the Perach Mata Aaron, says you're Yotze. If you look in the Pesachei Truman's Mashma, you're Yotze. Again, always that notion. I'm worried about Baal Tashas. I'm worried about Baal Tashas. There's always that Natiya to be Makel on these Shilas. And therefore we say you're Yotze. So by Sharmes, if you only did the Beg of Tachton, when you should have done the Elyon, Lamaisu, we say you're Yotze B'dievin. Okay, even though it's against the Gemara. Even though it's against the Gemara, but you have to say the Gemara meant only the Chachilu. It says, Akol Mezikum, Afil Lavash, Osarakon, Ain't a Krell Elyon. Okay. Now, what about Lamaisu? What happens, Lamaisu, in a situation, God forbid, that you have to tear Kriya, and somehow this shirt was like, I don't know, $500? You were there in the room, you didn't realize. Can you switch your baggage before you do the Kriya? So, the Gilyan Mar Shah there, please you look it up in Siftes, B'Shem the Knesset Gedoyla, says that you are allowed to switch your baggage, and that's what Chidah says as well. And Rabbi Avadya writes to the Chazon Avadya, he says, if you're wearing really nice clothes and someone dies, God forbid, suddenly, you're allowed to switch your baggage and then tear. Okay, and he says even if it's father of the emo or shar krov, it doesn't make a difference. You're allowed to do that. So let's get that down. It's an interesting din. Halacha l'maisa. Okay, now let's get back to api karisi. Okay, not api koris, but api karsuso. Yeah. Yes.
Did someone rip this? Did he rip tzitzis?
No, we don't do kriyan tzitzis. We'll get to that. We never. I don't forget to today, but very good today. We don't do that. No, we don't rip tzitzis. Okay. Where is the Gemara? On that same moment, Chav Beis and Beis. Api Karsuso Eina Makevis. What does that line mean? Api Karsuso. So, let's get it. Lamaisa, the different sheetahs in the Rishonim, what this means, Api Karsuso. Okay? Let's present, first of all, what does the word Eina Ma'akevis Esakriya mean? Is there a concept L'chachila to tear an Apakarsuso? Before we define what it is, I want to know when it says Eina Ma'akevis Esakriya, what does that mean, Rav? Does it mean you have to or you don't have to L'chachila? So the Ravid says you have to do L'chachila. And the Rabban says, no, you don't have to. So the Beis Yosef is nokay like the Rabban, the Chachila, you don't have to do Kriya. Okay? But what is the definition of Api Karsuso? What is it? So Rashi, or the Perish, we should always say, says it's a handkerchief on your head. It's a kerchief. The Rambam and the Aruch and the Rabban and the Rosh say it's your what? It's an undershirt. Which we call Big Day Zeya. Big Day Zeya. And the Meiri and the Smog, and the Smog say it's your outer baggage, like a jacket, that you don't walk around it with your house. It's just Litznius when you go out to the Rosh Hashanah. Just Litznius when you go out to the Rosh Hashanah. So you have those three definitions of what the concept of Api Karsuso means. Okay? We got that? Lamaisa, we got that. These are the definitions of what Api Karsuso means. Mazer. Okay? Now, how is the Mechaber Paskin? He quotes the last two Pshatim. Okay? The last two Pshatim, that it means Big Day Zeya, or it means an outer one. Kind of like the inside, outside. That's how I always remember it. The most inner one, your undershirt, and the most outer one. And those things you don't need Kriya for. So this is very important, guys, okay? This is very important because the Taz and Sifkat and Hay says most people don't wear an overcoat while in their house. But many also don't wear their suit or sport jacket while inside. So this is what I want you to get down. based on this concept, Zach, if you wear a suit jacket, you normally don't wear your suit jacket in the house. You always take it off, right? Well, as soon as I come in, I take my suit jacket off, right? Yeah? So, Lamaisa, if you tore a kriya on that, you would not be yotze, because it's not including the chi of kriya. You would not be yotze. And the Taz says, I want you to get this. He says, even for a parent, even though for a parent we tear all your begotim, but he says, I don't think you should do that for a parent, because it'll lead you to do inappropriate kriya for Shar Krovin. Right? Since you're only going to tear back and all you own for the Shar Krovin, and that's the only one you're going to do that turn out for Shar Krovin, you won't be yotze. So he says, the Taz is very stark about it, and therefore, Lamaisa, we don't do the suit jacket team for Shar Krovin. We always do our shirts. Okay? We always do our shirts. And even for a father, mother, Lamaisa. Okay? Many have a minhag for a parent to tear also their outer jacket, but I hear, I did not. I did not for myself because of this concern. Please get that Taz down in Sifkat and Hay. Very important, Lamaisa. Okay? Now, the Shach in the Nekudas HaKesef in Sifkot and Hay adds on the following cloud for determining what's considered a begging. It has to be something, Zach, that you would wear in the street. If you wouldn't wear this garment in the street, it would be considered undignified. One of the Pchusim, like you're a low person, then don't tear Kriya on it. So the Shach has that Nekuda as well, I want you to get. Very important, okay? Please get that Taz that he makes about the suit jacket and the shach. The guy wears a t-shirt. Wear a t-shirt. You don't wear a t-shirt outside. Wear a bull shirt, Lamaisa. So you're going to tear the bull shirt? Come on. You wouldn't wear that outside. So please, let's get this what? This definition, Allah Lamaisa. And comes out, Lamaisa, that Yalkut Yosef writes exactly what Zach said, a towel's caught in your putter from Kriya. Because in that sense, we consider not to be a what? And the sweater that you wear for coldness is not a malbush. You shouldn't do it on a sweater either. It's pata from Kriya, talus cotton. So you have the outside one, and the innermost one is going to be a problem. Allah Lamaisa, the Geshur Chaim writes also, talus cotton and an outer jacket, don't tear Kriya. And he says, Lamaisa, it's better not to wear it at the time you're wearing Kriya, the suit jacket at all. It's hard to do that, though. But that's what he points out. I want you to get that down, that Lahara. People usually don't do it because you're wearing a suit jacket at the Levaya, right? According to the Geshur Chaim, you should take the suit jacket off and then only you have the shirt and tear the Kriya. That's what he writes in Nun Tes in the Geshur Chaim. So I want you to get that Nekuda. Very, very interesting regarding that din. Okay? So there are two things you got to define on one line in the Gemara. What it means, Enema Akev, and what the thing means itself, Apikarsuso. What does that word mean? Okay, what does that word mean? Halacha lemaisa. Okay, yes, Zach, go ahead.
What about a tie? Would a tie count like as a suit, or would it count as? Like...
No, a tie is not considered to be a begging. Okay, it's a very good question. I'm glad you brought it up. Unfortunately, the conservative movement in America basically did away with Kriya because they put these ribbons on. And I will not. I will not cut the ribbon for a person. Person's not from them, they asked me to do the Levaya. I encourage them, bring an older shirt so you can dare agree on that. Some think it's archaic and barbaric, however you want to say it. I don't know why people think like that. So they wear these ribbons, and they cut a ribbon. If you're officiating Levaya where the people just say, I will not do that. I will not do that. They then did the whole halacha of Kriya. Kriya is a very important thing. It shows, the kashrus is not the ikker. And then when you lost a loved one, you tear the Kriya. To do the ribbon, I'm glad they had ties. They used to do on ties. They used to do, they still do ribbons nowadays. It's not acceptable, okay? I'm not saying you can say, if you use a ribbon, I'm not officiating. That you don't have to say. You don't have to be a canai like that, an extremist. But you could say, I'm not going to cut the ribbon for you, okay? Because that's not acceptable. Okay, very good. Are there any shittas that say what Zach was asking about a talus? We mentioned the Alkiyos, Geshur Chaim. Are any shittas that say you do Kriya? Yes, there are, Lamaisa. In the Pnei Baruch, in Amatet Zion, in Ha'ara Nun Dal and Nun Hei, he quotes the Binyan Yoshua and Kerem Shlomo, and our Rabbi Tzion Abishol and the Sitz Eliezer, who has a whole, we mentioned the Ramas Rachel, has all kuntras on Avelis, where he says that you have to do Kriya on the Talis Katan. And as I said, our minig is not the Har Tzvi, the Chaim V'Chesed, Shvili Dovin, Meshim Dovin, the Nitziv, the Gesher Chaim, the Chazon of Adi, like you said, you don't tear Kriya on the Talis Katan because you're only wearing a Letzorach Mitzvah. It's not a Begit. It's a Begit Letzorach Mitzvah. You know what I mean? It's not a Begit that's Stam a Begit. Okay. It's interesting, Zach. You brought up the Shaila. The Sridesh has a tshuva. You know, the Sridesh, the great gold. He has a tshuva, Rabbi Chiyo Yaakov Weimer's, on ties. In the tshuva's Chelik Beis Simen Sarivov, he says, Im lo yishmu, if they won't listen, Tov yosu laniach lem likroes ha'aniva. He says, you can. Kadesh li tashach Torah's Kriya. Don't get me wrong, you're not Yotze Kriya, but let them think they're doing something. Rak lomar benachas sheni Yotze. You say it quietly, you're not Yotze, you're not Kriya. Umuchiyov mehem likroes bigdeyem. Yuchu lubos begodim yishenim, lis mochrem achakach laniach yeretz Yisrael. Most of them, you should give it over. So, I think the next thing you think you're going to ask me, Zach, is that, no, why don't you say, why don't you do the same thing about the ribbons and then whisper they're not? Because the ribbons became symbolic of undoing the whole thing. It became symbolic of the conservative movement doing away with the whole halacha. So that's why we cannot agree with it. Okay. I want to conclude now, and last, I want to finish on time because I'm sorry I went over yesterday. Let's finish on time. We can continue tomorrow. We have a lot to see. But I wanted to get to the halacha about being in the same room as someone who's nifter, someone who's even not related to you. Let's close with that. And will it apply to a woman as well? Okay, let's get to it. In Sifhei, the Gemara quotes, the Mechaber is quoting from the Gemara in Shabbos on Kuf Hayim and Beis, but it's our Gemara. You guys saw it, right? Kuf Hayim and Aleph and Moy Kadin. The Gemara says, the son of Shuma Lazar, Omed Alameis B'Shas Hasidus Yishoma, Chayev Likroa. If you're in the same room when someone dies, you tear kriya because like a sefer Torah that was burnt, Rachmanu Litzlan. The Chaber writes black on white. Sifhei ha'omi b'shas esir shem al shol ish o isha mi Yisrael chayev likro. It says it the favors a man or a woman. Now, I gave you Rashi. I'm not sure we have to look at us. Rashi on the Rif, the real Rashi, in Moikon Tev Omanav, but the Ramban quotes him, because you could still learn Torah. Yes? What does that imply? A woman's not chayv in Talmud Torah. So based on that reasoning, let's get it down. If you're in the same room as a woman when she dies, you would not be chayv in Kriya. And the Ramban says, Kasha Adavra Lomer Shikru Ala Asin. He's bothered by, why are you tearing Kriya on something that's going to be in the future that you can't learn? Usually you tear Kriya on events in the past. That's what Ramban and Torah Sodom ask him that. I want you to get that. Rashi, though, in Shabbos on Kuf Hayim Beis in the Maharam and the Rosh says the following lashon: Ein lecha reik mi Yisrael she'ena mali mitzvahs. There's no empty guy amongst the Jewish people that's empty from mitzvahs. So it comes out that would apply to both a man and a woman. And Rashi in Moikotin, actually it's not Rashi again, but the Beis Yosef does say it, B'Shem Rashi. On Chafayim and Alf, you saw that? The Torah Kriya Nir. Shemar Ki Nir Mitzvah the Torah Or. The Neshama Nikris Nir. The Neshama is called Nir and Torah is called Nir. The Chesiv Nir Hashem Nishmas Adam. That applies also by a woman. And therefore, you would tear Kriya for a woman. So it comes out, Allah Lama that when the Ramban in the first Pshat in the Torah Sodom says, Hefzid Golov Charada Rabba. The fact that it's a domino of Sefer Torah is a dimyon ba'alma. But it's a Hefzid Golov. Human being dies in front of you. The Ramban in the second Hezber says, Keshem Shekorn Aleha, Ka Korna Mekaimi Mitzvoseh. Shibis Reis Fasa, Ovnin Mitzvah Shoksiva. When a Sefer Torah, God forbid, is burnt, you lose the Mitzvah Ksiva, Mises Oseha, and when the people that do the Torah die, often mitzvah shomasa. So he says that's a beautiful hezber and the second hezber, Allah Chalamai. So bottom line, what do we do? So the Beis Yosef quotes two days that according to the Rashi, according to the Ramban, you would not need to tear Kriya for a woman. She's not mechuyev l'min ha'Torah. And according to Rashi, Alpid Beis Yosef, the Maram, and the Ramban, and the Rosh, you would have to tear a kriya for a woman. And we said, Allah Chalamaisa, the Machaber writes, Ha'omid, Bishas, Isis, the Shoma Shel Ish, O Ishim, Yisrael, Chayav Likroa. There is a din kriya, even though they're not related to you. Okay. Now, what about, let's finish up the details of this. What about kriya, God forbid, on a cotton? Let's get it. What about a cotton that dies? And you're in the same room, Rachmanel Islam. So the Shach here in Sifkot and Zion in the Berhetiv Sifkot and Hay, quote from the Marshal that the minig is not to tear kriya on a cotton. And the Bach says, not true. If the cotton did learn psukim and chumash, you tear kriya. And there's a third sheet to the Rabbaz and Simon Tov Kuf Nun Chesa makes a split between a male, a cotton boy, and a girl not. So, how do we pasken on this? So, the Pnei Baruch writes in Simen Aleph Siv Beis Ha'ara Hey, Omid Gimel, he paskens that we tear cotton on a cotton that was Lamad Mikra, that learned Chumash. We do tear kriya. Okay. Yes?
Well, wouldn't that sit better with the Pshat that it's an Atid Lamad Torah? I mean, if you go to the Pshat that says that a woman has an Ashama, what do you mean? A baby?
No, but he learned now, though. He had to have learned now. No, but he's saying, no, that's what he's saying. It's a cotton that already learned.
What about the neshama part?
I understand, but it's a cotton shalomad mikra. We're going at, we're assuming, I understand, we're assuming the person that was mali mitzvahs, that he'd done mitzvahs. So the cotton learned tire has done mitzvahs.
If you load it out with neshama,
I understand, but he's not he's not going with that. He's going with that this din that he had learned Torah. It was Mali Mitzvah's Kareemim. His Mali Mitzvah's like the pomegranate of Moshe. His Mali Mitzvah's Kareemim. I want to just real quick, Rafi, and then Max, but I want to just finish up these details. Yeah, go ahead.
For a doctor that's dealing with Mason.
We're going to see, Rafi. Very good. We're going to basically undo this whole halacha. Because what it does is people don't want to be around a mace because they have to be what? They don't want to be around someone's going to die. They're going to have to end up turning their own clothes. So we'll see post, because that's what I want to get to, that undid this whole thing, because then people will not be metapo with people that were about to die. Very good. Yes, Max?
So for the katan, and if the barometer for whether or not you check for a katan is if they learn too much,
yes.
Would we apply the same thought that like a woman's not faith in Torah, so that a girl katan we don't cut, but a boy katan we do? Or
yeah, it would be the same theory, yes. Be the same theory. Yes, that's what he's saying. Yes. Seems to be that way. Yeah. Okay. Now, what happens if you were around someone who is nifter in the same room on Shabbos? You can't tear kriya on Shabbos, but do you do it Motzoi Shabbos? So that's the Pischei Tshuva Tzivkan Gimel. The Rabbah says, no, all the nidche nidche. It's not Shas Chimum anymore. Please get that down. I think that that's considered to be what? More, it's a subjective, right? Because if you held that it was what? The Tiferes Lamosha holds it, you have to do Kriya. I thought it was the same Machleis Taz Bach we said yesterday. According to Tiferes Lamosha, it's objective and you move it. Remember we said like for the Bach, Jacob? So you move it. You can't do it on Shabbos, so you move it to Motzi Shabbos. I thought that was good for the Machleikas. Okay? Now how do we pasken on that? Like the Rabbis. That if you're there Shabbos, Lamosha, you don't tear Kriya to Motzi Shabbos, hold the Nitcha Nitcha. Seems like it's subjective a little bit. That's the way we're saying it. Okay. This gets to Rafi's point now. Let's get to real quick. And that is nowadays. So Rabbi Avadya writes in the Chazon Avadya, he says, well, Maisa, we don't have this minig if you're in the same room. You want to do it, Yeshol Nismoch, but the reason is because it'll create a scenario that no one's going to want to what? No one's going to want to be around a mace. And it's a big schus that if a person dies with someone being around them. But we don't want to create that scenario. So I want you to get that down, Rafi. He seems to, Bavadia seems to say that that's more important, that notion. And I thought that, who am I? I thought that was difficult. How do you do away with the din in the Gemara? No? Aren't we doing away with the din in the Gemara? So I think where Bavadia is coming from is that they would be Michael. They would be Michael on this. Because they want people around them when they die, right? It's an implicit mechila. Baruch Hashem, I found Rav Moshe argues. In the Igros Moshe, Rav Moshe says you need to have kriya. We don't do away with this halacha. So So what do you do with a doctor and nurse? Maybe they rely on the Rav Avadia, Rafi. But the Gesmosh is a Chushin Mishpud, Chalik Beis Simenai, Gimel Dermaskin Nimsa. He's Chalik on the Gesher Achaim. It's not just Rav Avadia, it's a Gesher Achaim as well. And he requires Krivish Ash Misa. Interesting.
Doctor thing's not actually a beggar.
No one wears that for real. That's an outer jacket. Very good. Very good. Maybe that's what you have to say. But he has a shirt under him.
It's not your outer beggar.
But also that's...
it's not Aviv Emo, but Lamaisa, which...
But also that's your
scrub. That might not be...
You
mean it's like Big Isaiah? Yeah. Sometimes they have a shirt. Okay, but I hear you guys are saying good. Okay. I just want to finish this, and then we got a. What about a Russia? A Russia. Do you tear Kriya on a Russia? You're in the same room as a Russia. So Rabbi Yonah says you don't tear Kriya on a Russia. He doesn't fulfill any mitzvahs. The Maharam says you don't tear Kriya on a Meshumad. He became a Catholic, let's say. Or he does things lahachas. And then the Mordechai is Medayik from the Maharam. You don't even tear Kriya on someone's Ruggle Ba'aveira, even if he doesn't do lahachas. He loves hamburgers, he loves cheeseburgers and quarter pounders. That guy also is considered dark at Zibor. Horish me dark at Zibor. So how do we paskin Lamaisa? So if you look closely, the Mechaber paskins according to Tiferes Moshe, like the Maharam, you tear Kriya, even if sometimes he doesn't avail the Teyavon. Sometimes. Or he doesn't do mitzvahs because it's too much of a tircha. But if he does a lahakis, you don't tear Kriya. And the Ramah adds on, no, that if you're ruggle to do an Aveira, we don't do any Availus for you, Koshkin Amumar, and that's what Pnei Baruch says. And the Shach says this din that we're not Mesabal on a Rogel Asos Avera is Dafka if he didn't confess Lefnei Moso. But if he confessed Lefnei Moso, then forget about it. Everything's good. If he did Vidui before he died, everything's good. That's what the Shach says. Please get it. Halach Lamaisa. Okay. We'll finish up that Nikudu. We got to go fight tomorrow. Okay. Rafi's saying the Chabura on Thursday. We look forward to it.